This is WLVR News. I'm Brad Klein. It's our regular Friday feature, What You Need to Know. I'm joined by WLVR News Director Jen Rehill. Hi, Jen.
Hi, Brad.
Well, looking at this week, it was a busy week. Of course, the Derek Chauvin verdict came out on Tuesday, and we were interested in both the reaction in Minneapolis and the reaction from D.C., but also the reaction here in the Lehigh Valley.
We had reporters reaching out to a number of local leaders, especially leaders who've been active in the social justice movements and Black Lives Matter here in the Lehigh Valley since the death of George Floyd last year. And what we found was the trial and waiting for the outcome was a painful experience for the people that our reporters were talking to. Much like we heard in the national news coverage, there was a sense that people were almost afraid to hope for a guilty verdict. Like Allentown resident community activist Enid Santiago, our reporter Genesis Ortega spoke with her right after the announcement.
I'm in shock still. We finally have someone held accountable for what they're doing out here.
And you can really hear the emotion in her voice, and that was pretty typical from what we heard across the community. Other people talked about relief and also grief, like Bethlehem's NAACP leader, Esther Lee.
Oh, what a relief. Just a relief in knowing that finally America is beginning to see the Black man as a human being.
I was really struck by the emotion in all the voices from a variety, a wide range of people we spoke to after the verdict.
And in addition to the emotion, people talked about the need for more work to be done on police reform and addressing systemic racism in the criminal justice system. And we're seeing continuing efforts to do that across the Lehigh Valley. And some of the social justice leaders who were part of those Black Lives Matter protests last summer are even running for office now. One person that comes to mind is Justin Parker Fields, who's running for Allentown City Council.
It's true. Those issues run seamlessly into the political races that we're entering with the May primaries this year. On Wednesday morning, we had a frightening shooting at a Wawa in Upper Macungie. That story is still developing, but we were able to bring it to our listeners live as it unfolded.
It began in the pre-dawn hours of Wednesday morning. Local law enforcement officials say a suspect, Zaluk Leon, opened fire on another car on Route 22 in Upper Macungie Township. And then the shooting then moved to Wawa in Upper Macungie, where he's allegedly shot another man in a Jeep who was taken to the hospital with injuries and shot and killed a local truck driver, an Allentown father and husband, Ramon Ramirez, who was pumping gas into his truck.
There's still probably a lot to learn about the suspect, but we know the tragic consequences of what happened, and it was a tough story.
So far, what we know is Leanne was an immigrant from Myanmar. But again, those details are still unfolding at this point. So, you know, I think there's the initial events and the terrible tragedy of the loss of life in the Lehigh Valley, and then the impact on the mental health and well-being of the entire community in the wake of a shooting here, as we've seen across the country.
Let's pivot briefly to the election, the primary election that's coming up May 18th. State legislators have held hearings on claims of voter suppression and security, but all the debate has not led up to any changes in the law that would affect the upcoming primary election so far, right?
Not the primary. State representatives have finished a month-long review of Pennsylvania's election laws, but that's really aimed at November, and it's unclear if it will lead to change. County officials, however, are still calling for the option to start counting mail-in ballots before Election Day, even before primary Election Day. It's unclear if that will happen, and they want that so that they can get the ballots counted quickly, so that they can deliver timely election results.
We will come back to the questions around the election, but it's worth noting that there are ballot measures on the election that all Pennsylvania voters can vote on, regardless of whether they're registered with a party or not.
That's right, Brad, and we can come back to that in another time.
That's Jen Rehill, news director here at WLVR. For more of What You Need to Know, sign up for our weekly newsletter at WLVR.org.